The Male Escort by Linda G. Narrated by Christina May. A warm summer evening at a trendy cafe in the city. Julie, what? Marianne is interrupted by the noise of a roaring motorcycle. I immediately look towards the noise, because it's no secret that I'm fascinated by those speed machines. Strangely enough, my eyes are not drawn to the green bolt of lightning parked a few meters away, but to its rider. An inexplicable force is tugging at me. I'm powerless to keep my eyes off the bloke in the tight leather outfit. He puts his feet on the ground and switches off the engine. And when he suddenly pulls off his helmet and shakes his blonde, shoulder-length hair into place, it feels as if I've been hypnotized. A shiver runs down my spine. The urge to let my gaze drift upwards is too powerful to resist, and I do so without any hesitation. When my gaze meets his, a surge of electricity is sent through my body. I completely forget to breathe, and it's not until my lungs begin to object that I gasp for air. It almost feels like Mr. Sexy can sense his effect on me, because his lips curl into a smile that makes my heart beat faster. With his gaze locked onto mine, he pulls down the zipper of his leather suit agonizingly slowly, exposing his chest. My mouth becomes dry like a desert. To make matters much worse, he starts tugging on the sleeves, and soon his entire upper body is naked. The sweat glistens in the evening sun. My nipples have become pointy, and I'm suddenly keenly aware that just by looking at me, he has made my nether regions soaked with desire. "Hello, Julie," Simone calls, brutally pulling me back to reality. I can breathe normally again now that the spell is broken. "Where did you disappear to?" "Sorry, what did you say?" I turn my attention back to my friends, who all sit there with knowing smiles. My cheeks are blazing. I quickly take a large swig of the chilled white wine, which immediately eases the dry sensation in my throat. "I was just wondering how things are going between you and Stephen." My friend's words make all the wonderful feelings disappear, replacing them with sadness and a bitter taste in my mouth. "It's completely over. The divorce can't come through soon enough," I reply, clenching my teeth to keep the tears at bay. I feel a great pressure in my chest at the thought of my ex-husband's betrayal. "I know you know that I had my suspicions, but yesterday he confirmed them, and admitting that he has been having an affair for, let's see..." I pause for a few seconds, press my finger to my lips, and then the words come flying out of my mouth. "For 2 fucking years."